Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.
I'll tell you, from talking with Justin and Chris from Pray Brew, you guys really kind of have it all put together where your brew pub is. I mean, you're inside of like an apartment condo complex, so you've already got kind of a built-in audience, and you have both, not only amazing food and cocktails, but of course, you know, the beer that you're brewing in San Diego right now. And you proved just how crafty you are with it yesterday with the Tres Rondas. I like that we're sticking to these light beers. As I think as we get into springtime in San Diego, beers like this really shine, because we all love our IPAs. We all enjoy 6% IPAs and 9% double IPAs, but you can only drink so much of those. I think when you get a beer, like I will tell you right now, this Prairie Wolf.
Yeah, again, one of my favorite styles of beer is just light lager. And we knew going in with a restaurant that we need something that people can drink several pints of in a sitting and be able to hang out and not just get wiped out by all the hops. So Prairie Wolf, again, right in that low 4% range. This one is brewed with some flake corn, just like the Tres Rondas we had, but also with flaked rice, which kind of adds a different bit of mouthfeel. It should be very dry, like bone dry. And yeah, I really love this beer. I think it's delicious.
That is the one thing I've noticed from yesterday to today, is this one definitely finishes a lot drier, where the light Mexican lager, it was almost like a dryness brought on by the carbonation of the beer. This one, you can definitely tell that you've attenuated this bad boy out.
Yeah, it finishes very, very low attenuation wise. So,
you know, there's one thing I've learned in the years of doing this show is that brewers like to brew beers that they can drink a lot of and a lot all day. So, you know, I very much appreciate the fact that, you know, you're not just making IPAs, you're not just making stouts, but you're also you're making beers that are just damn good and, you know, just crushable. And I don't know, there's something about this one that just I want to keep drinking more of it. It's just one sip leads into the next. Is that the dryness on the back end?
Yeah, absolutely. The dryness makes you kind of leads you into that next sip. If I'm not brewing beer for other brewers, I don't know what I'm doing it for, to be completely honest. So, you know.
You know what? Let's pour out that what's rest of that can and let's put this with a song. Chris, I'm looking to you.
Big Dinosaur Jr. fan. My whole background has come from skateboarding, and that's just been a huge staple in skateboarding all the time. So a lot of the artwork that I do for cans, very skateboard inspired and whatnot, but Dinosaur Jr. has been a favorite for a long time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, y'all, this is Maggie Freeling, host of the podcast Up and Vanish Weekly. Tune in each week as I dive into some of the most interesting unresolved cases. Search Up and Vanish Weekly in your podcast app to follow the show.